I think we can leave that one there, and we'll get on to the triple lock. Another uncontentious issue for this evening, Tabitha. It came up this morning. It was a Social Democrats private member's motion. What did it say, and what was it calling for?
Yeah, essentially they were calling for a plebiscite or a people's vote on the changes to the triple lock. Obviously, we know now that the government want to change the triple lock to remove one of the elements, which is the UN mandate, which would then allow peacekeepers to be sent on peacekeeping missions abroad. This is Sinead Gibney from the Social Democrats was the person who stood at the TD, who stood in the Dáil and put this motion forward. And essentially what she was saying, and we've heard actually quite a lot from members of the opposition more broadly, that the government do not have a mandate to change the triple lock. And essentially what Sinead Gibney was saying was that this needs to be put to the people, and that when the Lisbon Treaty happened and when the Nice Treaty happened, that the triple lock was this mechanism to reassure the Irish public that Ireland's neutrality was going to be protected, especially as Ireland's relationship with the EU grew stronger. So that's essentially what it was. And it's an interesting one, because I think there is a lot of people who would be quite concerned about what would happen with the triple lock, especially with what's going on internationally at the moment, you know, whether or not there could be peacekeepers sent to the borders of Ukraine and Russia. And of course, we have heard the Taoiseach saying that it wouldn't be part of a deterrent force, that they would be peacekeepers. But it's how that decision is going to be made, and I think there is somewhat, I would say, quite a lot of concern about what will happen to the triple lock.
Okay. Rory Hearn, one element of that is the number of troops that can be sent abroad under the current triple lock. The limit is 12. There's a proposal even to raise the ceiling on the number of troops that can be sent abroad. Would an amended form of the triple lock be acceptable to the Social Democrats, or is it the triple lock as is, no compromise?
Yeah, well, we're very strong in this. It needs to be maintained as it is. I think that what's very clear is that this government appears to be quite determined, actually, to really, you know, move us much more down the militarisation route in different forms. And what my colleague Sinead Gibney put forward today and we put forward was a very clear motion calling on the government to hold a plebiscite, which is essentially a vote, a public vote, to give the people their view on it, because it's a very, very significant change. And I think why it's important to reference back to the Nice treaties and Lisbon referendums is because there was a commitment then, very clear commitment to neutrality and Ireland's neutrality within that. And there was no mention, for example, in the Fine Gael manifesto about removing the triple lock. Fianna Fáil spoke about reform in their manifesto, no talk about removing the triple lock. And, you know, the opinion polls show very clearly that very, very significant majority of Irish people are in favour of retaining right.
Although
neutrality.
There is a difference between neutrality and the triple lock. There was neutrality before there was a triple lock.
Yeah, but I think that in the context of, you know, where we're at now over the last, you know, 20 years, really, in terms of, you know, Ireland's involvement in the EU and the UN, what we're seeing is, and, you know, internationally, is this really move away from the UN, you know, in terms of the US, and move away from multilateralism. And we think this is the opportunity for Ireland to assert our commitment to human rights and peacekeeping rather than heading down the militarisation route. And why shouldn't we be a strong voice for peace?
Okay. Even apart from the issue of sovereignty, Anne Robert, which the government has said Ireland should be able to decide where to send its troops and when to send them, the issue of the Nice referendum, Nice wasn't voted on once, it was voted on twice. And one of the reasons that it was passed the second time, it has to be assumed, is that there were assurances given on a couple of issues. One of them was neutrality, the other was abortion. But on the neutrality issue, is the government not obliged to seek some form of a specific mandate to change this?
Well, Ireland, it's important for me to say as a government representative here tonight that Ireland remains unequivocally military neutral, absolutely. What it is seeking to do with bringing forward legislation that will go before the Oireachtas for pre-legislative scrutiny is actually to give that opportunity for all parties to have that opportunity of discussing it, but they don't feel that there's a need for a plebiscite To be held on it. Because at the same time, we are not saying we're changing our stance. We are still going to be remaining neutral. What we're saying is we're going to stop the UN vetoing us when it comes to sending peacekeepers and continuing in our peacekeeping as we have done for the last 60 years.
All right. The veto applies in Security Council missions in theory, although it doesn't really happen in practice. The UN General Assembly could also mandate a mission.
Yes, that is correct, absolutely. But at the same time, what we're discussing is to ensure that we're not supporting going to the people for a referendum at this moment in time.
Okay, Conor Sheehan.
Well, we believe that if government want to remove the triple lock entirely, then they should put it before the people by way of a plebiscite. We've been very clear on that. That's been in our manifesto. But also, we do believe that maybe there is scope there to look at amending the triple lock, as you said, in the outset, because there is a cap there on 12 as the maximum number. But the fact of the matter is, as a country, we're fundamentally not serious about defence. Our spokesperson, Duncan Smith, has been very clear on this. Like, our Defence Force personnel at the moment, I think it's 7,497, and there was an underspend on pay alone between 2018 and 2020. Of 197.7.
There was a modest net increase in 2024.
There was a modest net increase, but the fact of the matter is that there was an underspend on pay due to the numbers falling below what they were. And that money obviously was invested elsewhere in the Defence Forces. So you were left with 35 million over a 6-year period. And the fact of the matter is, you know, we can't understand how it didn't cross anybody who was in government throughout that period to look at this 35 million and to think, how can we or where can we invest this in order to stem the recruitment or retention crisis that we have.
Let me just, Rory Hearn, the issue of the fiscal referendum, the fiscal treaty referendum, there were objections to people saying that an external handbrake would be put on Ireland's decisions about how it would spend its resources. And you would have been opposed to that referendum and that proposal. And that's a matter of sovereignty. How is it any different when there is an external handbrake on Ireland's defence policy? Whether, you know, you want to send troops abroad is one thing, but having the power to do it speaks surely to the sovereignty of the country, some would argue.
Well, I think that when we look at it, our starting point is that what we have currently is a very, very clear commitment to the UN as part of our neutrality. And that in moving us away from this triple lock from the UN, we are essentially, in our view, reducing that neutrality, and we're taking a step away from multilateralism and the UN.
Okay, no, that's a good point to go to Anne Rabbitt on. The UN is I suppose a much maligned organisation by its in the country that is its biggest funder, the US. If Ireland was to pull out as a country with a proud history of peacekeeping, what message does that send?
I don't think that it's about the pulling out. I think it's about taking ownership ourselves as to how our relationship with how we can deploy our own troops on peacekeeping missions. That does not say that we will not continue to work within.
What kind of peacekeeping missions? And would that not remove potentially the UN as the UN's primacy as an actor in mandating peacekeeping missions?
But in the past, the UN have vetoed us from, and I have examples of them here. In 2022 in Bosnia, it was down to within hours before we got permission that we were allowed to send troops to support. So what Ireland is trying to do is saying actually...
So they didn't actually veto us. We actually got to send the troops.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that we can't be in the changing current geopolitical systems at this moment in time. We have to take control ourselves of where we send our peacekeepers. That is what this piece of legislation is about. It is not changing or removing anything to do with our neutrality. It is to ensure that we actually have the control and the power to ensure what peacekeeping missions we can deploy our troops to.
Micheál Martin said in 2013, this is the Taoiseach, the triple lock was the core of our neutrality. So what's changed?
Do you want to answer, Anne Rabbit?
I think a lot has changed in that period of time. An awful lot has changed.
So it's no longer core of our neutrality, being part of the UN,
You have already said, Rory, that it is within our manifesto. The triple lock is mentioned in relation to the words reform within it. The Taoiseach has decided to bring forward
this
legislation.
This isn't reforming, this is abolishing it.
I think, in fairness, the geopolitics has changed quite a lot since 2013, and we are in a very different situation now. But also, there has been an argument put forward is how Irish troops can help citizens who are in trouble abroad as well. And this is part of this, is that if there are citizens, let's say, we saw the evacuation from Kabul a number of years ago, that is there an ability for Ireland to be able to send troops in to be able to help Irish citizens get out, that there is that Ireland somewhat has to rely on other countries to be able to do that. And, you know, I think Sinead Gibney, in fairness, she's been out on the plinth and she has said that, you know, the UN, there is flaws. There's no doubt about it, and that there, you know, maybe there is some changes that is needed, because there are those issues that I think a lot of people can appreciate, that people at home listening in can say, okay, well, we need to have the ability to help Irish citizens who are abroad, who have found themselves in a situation where they do need to be taken out of countries.
All right, Conor Sheehan, you wanted to come in there. I mean, that issue speaks to the cap on the number of people that can be sent abroad to effect such a mission.
Which we believe needs to be reformed and needs to be seriously looked at. But I would say that although we have a different position and I fundamentally disagree, I think to be fair to the Taoiseach, what he's probably reflecting in terms of the triple lock now compared to 2013 is what he's hearing probably from other European leaders, from other foreign ministers during his term as Minister for Foreign Affairs. But the fact of the matter is, like, we want to work with government in terms of defence on the things we have in common. And that's about doing things like, for example, the Minister for Health said a couple of weeks ago, we need to, and I agree with her fully, we need to triple the investment we are putting into the defence forces, because we're fundamentally unserious. Okay. At one stage, we could only staff one naval ship.
We do want to move on to another issue.